olo e whaafafonga ili SBS Samoan. Sa ili nisi mautala ili sbs.com.au/Samoan.
Ua au maia se lapata inga mai se tangata na PCA ili Mpox. I maafatianga na whenga i maia mai le virusi o le Mpox. Na faalia ele ali io Jack, tolu se fulma le lima tausanga le matua. E ono va yaso o feangai, ma le matua ti ngā ina I le ti ngā olona tino.
It was pretty bad. Like, I say 9 out of 10, and I really mean 9 out of 10. Like, it wasn't like I was screaming, but it got to the point before I went to the emergency department that I was like on the floor in agony. I was on 6 times the dose that I was when I started, and that's when it finally started to have an effect.
So they were throwing everything at you.
Yeah, totally. I have a photo of the amount of drugs that I was on when I left, and it's like a whole bucket full of different things. And I actually ended up on the antivirals as well. They made a case because I was in such a huge amount of pain for so long that I was eligible for antivirals, which are kind of only reserved for people who are like, you know, very, very sick or like immunosuppressed or anything like that. But it had kind of lasted for so long that they were like, I think it's smart that we put you on the antivirals. This pain lasted for 6 weeks. Like, it was a really long slog.
6 weeks?
Yeah. Easily 6 weeks I was in pain.
Le talanoanga ale ale yo Jack mase tu sitala. Na faalia e se fomai e whaapitoa lono to mai I le tonga fitinga o wha a mai a fua mai I whewsua inga. O le umi ma le tinga I nau au ngō Jack mai le Mpox, o se tūlanga I le tā a tele. Na saunua Dr. Tom Morley o le Thorn Harbour Health I Melbourne, o le to tele o tangata I le wā o le lua I le tolu wā yaso le umi e whaalongo I nai a unga o le Mpox.
That person is very unlucky. The majority of people we're seeing are probably sitting somewhere in the 3 week mark, starting out with some systemic features like a headache, fever, muscle ache, followed on sometimes by the typical skin rash.
Dr. Tom Morley, Ole Thorn Harbour Health in Melbourne. Ua to atolu se lau fasa fulumana tolu tangata ua wha mao ni ale pesie le empoxi au se talia ele tausanga nei. Na tā ua Dr. Tom Morley, o le pepesi o le Mpoxi au se tālia, o lo o māfua mai I whewsua inga, mā o lo o silio nā fia I tūpā LGBTQI+. Na ia whautua ina, o le whaia o tu I pui pui e lua o le Mpox, o le awala silio na tā ua lea mā o ngā I le pui pui inga o tangata.
We see lots of people who have just had one vaccination, lots of people who have had both vaccinations, still presenting with symptoms, but much less severe than had they not had the vaccinations. A lot of the people we're seeing now just have a few skin lesions or a little STI symptom that they wouldn't have necessarily even attributed to Mpox.
Dr. Tom Morley. Wafautuweina Malosi, ele Chief Health Officer I Vitoria, Dr. Claire Luca, le tatau o na tausisi I le to atasi o le tangata, e whaia iai whewsua inga, ma āsili atu I le tō tasi, e te tau lā o na whaitau I ngoa maisi whaamaumaunga o isi tangata o lo whaia iai whewsua inga, ina ia whaingofia I le ngā luenga o le tuli loina po o le contact tracing. Ai mōle ali o Jack, ua whaia lana tau tinonga, ua lava le tasi o lana pāanga e fia fia iai.
I think it is kind of scary, and if that's the way that it's transmitting, then I think it's kind of responsible to just be aware of some of that stuff and like be conscious of what you're doing and, you know, of course be double vaccinated. That's step one. That's the other thing that I kind of, sure, I got it while I was double vaccinated, but who knows how much worse it could have been if I wasn't vaccinated, like, you know, just like COVID.
Lele, you're Jack. Ole reporting of our maopopo in Greg Diet, more SBS News.
Like, share, ma faali sa finangalo, muli muli ile SBS Samoan ile Facebook.